broadcasting from the planet Earth. This is Apollo Mighty Extreme Comedy Presentation.
The Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Live comedy every Monday night at 9 at the Rivoli, 334 Queen Street, West Toronto. The Alt.Dot, where laughter is routine.
Hey, welcome to the Alt.Dot Comedy Lounge. Woo! Yeah, we are here every week for the last 20 years, bringing you the best in showcasing Canadian comedy. And I want to welcome our listeners on SiriusXM. Canada Laughs. It's channel 168. Can you believe it? Three numbers together make a channel? Unbelievable. 168. I'm excited to be here. This is Easter. This is what it means to me. Easter Monday is always that extra day when Jesus took these things. Expended a lot of energy climbing out of my cave, distributing eggs. Now, this Monday's for me, all right? Close the banks. The liquor store's opening late. I'm taking the time for myself. I, Jesus, need a moment. I've been busy. Good Friday. How are you, sir? What did you do Good Friday? Not much? Of course not. Everything was closed. I don't get Good Friday. I don't understand what's good about it. Because, you know, Jesus was arrested, whipped, stripped of his clothes, had them distributed among his enemies, beaten, spat on, had to carry a big log through the streets, ended up on a hill, was nailed to a piece of wood, and that was Good Friday. What was Bad Friday like? Seriously. Easter's great. There's a rabbit involved, and it distributes the offspring of chickens. I've never understood the connection. I guess it's all fertility, but it seems like a stretch that chickens would allow you to take their eggs away if you were a mammal and then give them to people they didn't know. But the magical part is that they turn into chocolate when rabbits touch them. That's why you have to keep rabbits and chickens separate the rest of the year, because we'd never enjoy a delicious breakfast if rabbits kept touching all the eggs. I'm just figuring out these things for you. What's your name? Lin. It's a beautiful name. It's an ancient Chinese name. It means the wind in my shoe. No one explains these names. They're just what they are. How about you? What's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe? That's a beautiful name. It means life in Greek, doesn't it? It means death in Russian. Just made that up. What are you eating? Pad Thai? It's delicious. Pad Thai. Mmm. Ladyboys and Pad Thai. Two great things to come out of Thailand. If Ladyboys brought me my Pad Thai, I'd be so happy. They'd be entertaining. They'd be ladies and boys. And I'd eat my Pad Thai. What's your name?
Emily.
What do you do?
A photographer,
so you take pictures. And did you know that everyone can take pictures? So it's kind of a pointless job now. Everyone has a phone and can take pictures. What makes your pictures better than everyone else's?
Come back to you on it?
You don't know, do you? You've just realized your whole career is a waste of time. Now you're going to have to go and find something else. I'm sorry. Oh, well. Did you have a nickname in high school, sir? It's not too embarrassing to say. I'll tell you what they called me. Well, I'll make it up. This is what I wanted to do. I'd like to now... I never had a nickname in high school. I just had Cully, you know, which isn't really a nickname. But I thought it'd be good if I asked you to give me a nickname, and I'll tell you why I had that nickname. Okay, so we'll reverse engineer it. Do you have a nickname that I should have?
You, ma'am. I don't know. They used to call me I don't know because I was that stupid that I didn't know anything. And I did not learn anything until I was 21 years old. So anything people ask me, I say, I don't know. They say, what's your name? I don't know. And that was it, like everything. It was so stupid. How about you, sir?
Shawnee Boy.
Shawnee Boy. They called me Shawnee Boy because I had I was Sean, and dangling off my side was a half-formed twin that I finally had removed, and that was Boy. So they would call me Shawnee Boy. They would look up and down quickly because they thought that he could hear, but his head was completely inside my body. Anyone else have a nickname? Yeah, you sure, Duke. Young Blood. They called me Young Blood because my blood was much younger than the rest of my body. I had a baby's blood until I was 32 years old, and my blood finally caught up. But my young blood, constantly getting the measles, was horrible. I was immune to nothing. It was terrible. How about over here? Anybody? Hot Sauce? They called me Hot Sauce because every time I ejaculated, people's eyes would water. It was so pungent. And I did it a lot. Especially in the cafeteria, which was not good. Okay, one or two more. Just how about you, sir? Do you have one for me?
Pickle breath.
Pickle breath? They called me pickle breath because I used to put the fetal pigs from the biology class in my mouth as a joke, but it really stank badly of formaldehyde, so they called me old pickle breath. Yeah. Anyone else? One more.
Little Noodle.
Little Noodle. They called me a Little Noodle because I used to hang around with a guy named Big Noodle who his penis was enormous and covered in kind of an orange cheese dust. And if whenever he went swimming in the school pool, it would turn into a kind of a cheese sauce. And I'd swim beside him, devouring the cheese sauce. So they called me Little Doodle because of that. Well, that was fun. It's good to get to know each other. It's a kind of a leisurely Easter Monday. And thanks for being here. We have a great show tonight. We're going to be slaughtering a live owl on stage halfway through the show. You'll be looking forward to that. I know. It's a huge owl. It's the size of a small child, which is big for an owl. I know you're expecting, everybody expects the biggest things these days. You know, they expect an owl that's over 8 feet tall. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. Owls don't grow that large. But it's a pretty big owl. You'll be impressed by the size of it. And then we'll all eat it. Dana will take it out into the kitchen, and we'll get it breaded, and we'll all have a piece. There's nothing like a morsel of owl halfway through the show to keep your energy up. And we have a great show tonight. We have acts from all over Central Asia. A lot of jugglers and acrobats. We have a fire swallower who just basically burns himself horribly. He doesn't breathe fire. He just swallows it and gets incredible burns on his esophagus. But it's funny to watch. So look forward to that. And our first comedian, like, because it's great. SiriusXM. They you love to listen? Listen to this. So, we're sponsored by SiriusXM. The show goes out on there, and there's a whole bunch of different channels there. So if you loved what you heard so far, you can hear it again. Ladies and gentlemen, what was I saying? Oh, yes, our first comedian. She was SiriusXM top comic runner-up last year. How about that? That's pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sophie Buttle.
I'm from Vancouver. I'm visiting my mom, my white mom. my mom's also white. Please be seated. It's fine. Don't need applause for it. So, hi. I'm a girl. Thank you. No, it's too late. but this is still going to be fine. You shouldn't worry. This is still going to be good. Girls and boys can both do stand-up comedy and can both be good at it. There are obviously other things in the world that girls are better at, and also some things in the world that boys are better at. I'll tell you them. Boys in general are better at noticing hot girls' skills. You know when you like leave a party with your boyfriend and he's like, whoa, Allison is a really good swimmer, and you're like, what the fuck? It's a Christmas party, there's no pool, I'll kill you. And then also girls are better at some things. Girls are better at being on The Bachelor. Are you familiar with the greatest show ever made? Cool. There's two. There's The Bachelor and there's The Bachelorette. And look, everybody, I'm a feminist, but I don't watch the one where a bunch of men compete for one woman. It's not a good show, unfortunately. Every other reality show, the guys are the ones that are, like, really intense. And then as soon as the competition is, like, for love, they're all like, yeah, she's pretty cool. It really bothers me. You know what I mean? There'll be, like, two guys left, and one of them's supposed to marry her. It's, like, the finale, and they're still on the confession camera thing being like, yeah, she's pretty cool. She was wearing a bikini earlier that was sweet. I just came here to make friends. When the girls compete, the girl show is so much better. The girls are so intense. They'll look in the camera and be like, I will slit the throat of any woman that comes between me and my man. I quit my job to be here. That guy is mine. And that's the first episode. Like, she hasn't met the guy yet. And the bachelor never knows that she's crazy. He's walking around like, she's an amazing swimmer. Wow. You hated that one? Okay. That's no problem. but I am in town visiting my mom. My mom's an artist. Do we have any artist mothers in town? I don't know what I'm... I'm pretty tired. but just while I'm here, I'd like to confirm something with everyone. Because my mom has always told me that I had a very conventional upbringing. Even though she's an artist and like all her friends are artists and they all like smoke cigarettes, you know? Like, they smoke in, like, an artsy way, not in, like, a stressed nurse way, you know? It's very different. but I just want to make sure that we all had the same... Like, did you guys have art up in your homes growing up? A couple of... Yeah? A little... did you have, like, portraits of people sometimes? Yeah? And what was the pubic hair like in yours? Was it wiry and aggressive? Yeah. Me too. No way. And the nipples, dark and mean? Yeah? Super. I have a boyfriend, and he's really nice. He's nicer than I am, but he's helping me. He's helping me through communication. Like, he told me, he was like, sometimes I feel like you just say things to hurt my feelings. And I was like, oh, sometimes I feel that you run weird. So here we are. I'm doing the thing right now where I pretend to like the things that he likes for love. It's part of the package you get with me. I'll do it, no problem. I did it with my ex-boyfriend too. Like, my ex was really into sports, so I just learned a little bit about sports, no problem. My new boyfriend is into quantum physics. Quantum physics is different than sports. And that's the end of the list of things I know about quantum physics. and it's like, it's really hard, because with my ex, like, with sports stuff, you just kind of have to learn enough sports names about his teams and whatever, just to, like, not embarrass him in front of his friends, you know? And it's so much harder with quantum physics, because he doesn't have any friends. It's my favorite joke. but, oh, it's low battery. Nobody worry. My boyfriend's teaching me to drive, too. I don't have a driver's license. And I get really nervous when I'm driving, but he's doing a really good job of keeping me calm, because the things that he says to me while I'm driving are the same things he says to me while we have sex. I'll tell you that. I'll be driving, and he'll be like, that was good, slow down. keep your eyes open, that kind of thing. Stop playing with the music. That's not important right now. Stop trying to put your finger in my bum. Hey. I don't know why he won't let me in there. You know, what do you got in there? I just want to see. You know, why is it such a secret? Like, what are you hiding in there? Is it a girl? I'll kill her. Oh, I keep doing it every time you go down for a bite. Look up. You could eat it again. I'm like, I won't do it again. Do you guys feel a little bit tired? You eat a lot yesterday or whatever? I do too. It's because I ate a pot cookie yesterday. You ever do that? Or is that just a my mom thing? So this is true. This happened yesterday. I ate a pot cookie, and it's fair to say that none of us here have watched Super Size Me in about 5 years. Is that fair? Okay, this is what happened. I really wanted McDonald's, but I'm trying to lose weight. So I was like, Super Size Me's on Netflix. I'll watch it. I'll be grossed out by it, and then I won't get McDonald's. Clear, sober reasoning, right? So I'm watching it, and there's one part in Super Size Me where there's a presentation happening at this high school about health and healthy eating and weight loss. And the person giving this speech at a high school is Jared from Subway. Remember that part about the movie? So I was watching it, and I was like, oh my God, because remember, he like did something with kids or something, right? But I was watching it, but I was also so stoned that I was like, I didn't remember that he did those things. So I was watching it, and I was like, I have a bad feeling about this guy. Like, I was like, like, I really felt that, women's intuition. But I was watching, and like during his speech, or during his like presentation to the school, he said like, yeah, I never drank, I never smoked, never did drugs. My only vice was food. And I was like, that's your only? Are you sure? And like, oh my God. And then afterwards, he was talking to this girl who was like overweight at the school, and she was talking about how she gets like bullied and stuff. And she was like, yeah, kids can be so mean. And then he was like, you're telling me. And then he like looked in the camera like it was The Office. And I was like, he gave us all the clues. Like, we just, I was like, oh my God. It totally worked though. Like, I ended up not getting McDonald's. I ended up getting Subway. Really makes you crave Subway. I'll probably leave in like 1 minute. Just so you know. Don't be too sad. Who here's been cheated on? I just feel like asking that gets everyone feeling good and energized. Because, like, even if you haven't, you're kind of, like, sad now, right? Because you're like, maybe. But I got cheated on, too. I don't think that you should be sad if you get cheated on, ever. If you're a girl, you can be sad if you're a boy, obviously, because that sucks. I'm sorry. Girls don't even like sex. They just cheat to be mean. But if you're a girl and you get cheated on, that's your one time in society when you're encouraged to be crazy. That's your time to shine. There's a lot of music out there to tell you how to behave if you get cheated on. Some of the titles of songs, if you want to make like a playlist or something. Stuff like Breaking Dishes, you know, Smash His Car, Kill Him. Whatever you feel. I don't follow country music, so I don't know all of it, but it's available. And the most popular one that we all love is the Carrie Underwood one, right? It's a great song. What happens is she smashes up her ex-boyfriend's car with a baseball bat. Yeah, I would love to do that. It's a great idea. Unfortunately, I'm not American, so I don't have a baseball bat just lying around my home. You know? And I date comedians, so he did not have a car. I just cut up his bus pass. It was fine. But it was like near the end of the month. I wasn't even satisfying. Thank you guys so much. You're going to love the rest of the show.
And you're listening to the Alt Doc Comedy Lounge on Sirius XM at the Rivoli in Toronto.
Are we ready for another human comic? Or would you like a cyborg? Would you like a cyborg? Cyborg comic to come out and spray you with laser beams. I would love that. If a cyborg came out and shot laser beams into your face, that would be pretty great right now. My son, when he was a kid, he was smart. And I said to him, I'm half cyborg. And he said, Dad,
You can't be half cyborg. Either you're a cyborg or you're human. And he was right. You can't be half a cyborg. You're either a cyborg or a human being. Let's get fucking real here. All right, and on that note, we're not bringing out a cyborg, although I would love to see a cybernetic human right now. I would love it. Nothing would please me more. I'd be tickled pink if a cyborg were to stroll out here right now with his glistening chest piece and do some hilarious jokes. That would tickle me. But that's not going to happen. Drink the ketchup. It's not going to happen. Right now, we've got someone who is all human. Too human, in fact. Please welcome Mace Galone, right here.
Hello. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hello. I'm sorry that I am not a robot, but give it up for Sean Cullen. My name is Mace. I will tell you guys this. I did something recently that I'm proud of. It's something that I've been trying to push myself to do for a while now. I finally went to the gym to cancel my membership. So, thank you. Feels great. I have so much more energy now. And I don't take care of myself. That's true. And I should. I know I'm supposed to. But I would rather be like this than be someone who cares too much about their health. You know, like, I think it's weird that we hear so much about fat shaming nowadays. Because I think, if anything, we should be shaming fit people, right? They're the annoying ones. Like, they're very condescending, and they'll tell you things that you already know. You know, they'll, like, point at what you're eating and be like, you know, you shouldn't be eating that. Like, oh, really? This Big Mac isn't packed with nutrients? I thought when I was sweating on the toilet the next day, that was a detox or something. And it's weird. We look up to fit people, but I don't think we should. I think that's, like, if somebody has, like, a six-pack abs, that's a mental illness, you know? They think they put themselves through torture because they don't think their normal body is good enough. That's like if somebody is having suicidal thoughts and then you see them hanging out on the edge of a bridge and you're like, good for them for getting some fresh air. That is. I will tell you guys this. I am a boyfriend to a lady, and don't worry, she knows about it. I like being in a relationship a lot because before this, I was just dating casually, and it was very weird for me. Like, for a while, I was dating a girl who also had a girlfriend at the time. That's weird, but I feel like nobody is surprised by that. I feel like you're just looking at me like, yeah, that makes sense. He kind of looks like a side chick to a lesbian. And she was a friend of mine, so it was really weird, because one time we were hanging out, and she just leaned in to kiss me, and I was like, whoa, what about your girlfriend? And she goes, it's okay, we're in an open relationship. And I was like, oh, you're bisexual? And she goes, no, I'm a lesbian. Yeah, and then I just panicked. Like, does she know? Or am I about to pull a Mrs. Doubtfire by accident right now? And then she must have seen that I looked concerned, because then she looked at me and she goes, don't worry, I know you're a boy. Thanks, that's the boost of self-esteem I needed. I am but a boy. I don't know if she liked me or if they were just trying to adopt. But I do have a girlfriend now, though, who I am very in love with. She's awesome. And her and I were actually driving the other day, and she did this. She looked at herself in the mirror, and she goes, oh, I'm having a terrible eyelash day. I didn't even know that was possible. Never has the quality of my day been affected by the state of my eyelashes. Like, hey, Mace, how's it going? Well, it'd be a lot better if my eyelashes would get their shit together. If I wasn't having such a great nipple hair day, I'd be pissed. I met my girlfriend this summer, and I thought that when we met that it was love at first sight. But I found out recently that that was just for me, and she actually told me this. She said this word for word. She said, when we met, I thought that you were autistic, and that was all that you had going for you. I don't know what to do with that information now. If I'm ever single again, is that my move? Just meet a girl and then avoid eye contact and count everything? Is that? I'll do it if that'll work, but. And so I said to her, well, when did you realize that I wasn't? And she goes, I haven't. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, think about it. You fidget all the time. You get overstimulated when we're in stores that have fluorescent lighting. And that's true, but it's like weird and buzzy. And she said you get uncomfortable in groups of three or more people. And I was like, well, what about stand-up comedy? I do that. She's like, oh, you mean the one-sided conversation that you get to plan word for word in advance? I was like, is that sarcasm? Because you know I'm bad with that. What are you saying? So we found an autism test online for me to take. This is true. This is a true story. My girlfriend and I sat there as I took... I didn't even know what to expect from an autism test. I thought it'd be like one question long, you know? Just like, want to hang out? Like, no. But that is not what it is. It turns out that an autism test is just a list of facts about me. It was really concerning to read, to be honest. It was felt like a test I've been studying for my whole life without knowing it. Just like, yeah, I am very familiar with these concepts. Yeah, there are certain textures that offend me. Shit. So we took it. It came out as likely autistic. And I know that that's not official. Like, a computer cannot diagnose autism. But really, who better to make the diagnosis? Because... I will tell you this, that online questionnaire was the most smooth and natural conversation I've had in years. I was like, this guy gets me. No eye contact? It's perfect. So maybe I am a robot. I don't know. The rest of my act is in binary. Here we go. It's not. It's just jokes. My girlfriend also calls me a mom. Oh, by the way, you saw my girlfriend earlier. It was Sean Cullen, and... No, you did. All I will say is that I love quantum physics. And I do have some friends. I want to be clear. She's one of them. So there we go. Thank you. So she also calls me a mama's boy a lot. And I finally said to her, she called me that recently. And I was like, that's untrue. I've been told that I'm very independent. She's like, who told you that? And I thought about it, and it was my mom. Which I can't tell her that now, so I ended up just telling her it was my landlord that said it, which is not a lie because I do still live at home. So I do get along with my mom. Like, it was her birthday a couple weeks ago, and I took her to the aquarium in Toronto, and it was nice, except that she kept referring to it as a date the whole time. Like, her friend called. She's like, well, I can't talk right now. I'm on a date. I was like, please don't. There are people around, and I don't want them thinking that I signed up for Cougar Life and picked a woman that looks like me in a vest. That's not what I'm going for. But I live at home with my mom and my older sister, and I should move out soon. Like, I have to share a bathroom with both of them, which is very annoying, because, like, it's a small bathroom, and there's, like, all these bottles of lotion that they keep telling me I'm not allowed to keep in there. And also, my mom has the worst bathroom habit. This is true. She will frequently go pee with the bathroom door wide open. And if that's not bad enough, she will also try to start conversations with me while this is happening. Like, the first time that this happened, I just heard my name from down the hall. She just goes, Mace! And I just walked towards her naively. I got ambushed by my pantsless mother. And I was like, Jesus, what, Mom? And the question was not important at all. This is what she asked. She's like, oh, I was going to ask if you're going to be home for dinner. No, I don't think I'm eating ever again, actually. Can you at least put on your vest? All right, that's all for me. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.
This is Ali Hassan, generally harmless Muslim. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Anyway, you are listening to the Alt-Talk Comedy Lounge in Toronto on Sirius XM.
Speaking of cyborgs, our next guest is, again, not one. What a terrible segue. You could make that anything. Speaking of lozenges, our next guest is not one. Speaking of dental floss... Our next guest is covered in it. Ladies and gentlemen, she is absolutely fantastic. She's wearing a beautiful dress. She'll be in the She Dot Festival coming up next month. Go and see her there. Please welcome the powerful Luba Magnus.
Hello. Hi. Well, okay, that's it for me. Bye. No, thanks for the applause. My name is Luba. I am an optimist. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me. But people ask me all the time. They're like, Luba, you are so positive, always. How do you do it? I tell them, actually, what I did is I changed my diet. What I did is I got rid of French fries entirely. I said, no more French fries. And I replaced them with McCain smileys. That's how it works, right? You eat happy food and then you're happy. Also, though, what I like to do is pretend that they say reassuring things to me before I eat them. You know, like, oh, you look really nice. You're doing a great job. Super cool. Try not to worry so much about meteorites today. Oh, God. Okay. Well, that's solid advice. Thank you, Smiley. I'll take it. I have a job. Cool. I'm an animator. I make cartoons. That's how I get paid. And it makes sense because growing up, when everyone else was playing house or playing dress up, I played God. You know, everyone's like, when I grow up, I want to be a ballerina. I'm like, when I grow up, I want to create entire universes using only the power of my imagination and Adobe Creative Suite. That's how I make money. It's also a little weird, though, that I became an animator because there are a lot of cartoons growing up that I wasn't allowed to watch. I don't know about you guys. Anyone else not allowed to watch The Simpsons? A couple people. Everyone else had cool parents, I guess. Ren and Stimpy I wasn't allowed to watch. Probably really aged myself on that one. There was one set. Oh, thank you. Care Bears, obviously, I wasn't allowed to watch. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch Care Bears. My mom, I love my mom, but she said that Shrieky was too annoying. Too annoying. So she said, no Care Bears in this house. I'm like, well, that's kind of the point. She's annoying so that we don't grow up to be like her. But that's okay. I think really what I needed in my life was a show to teach me to care less, especially as an adult. But I'm an animator. What's that? I need a... I'm okay. I mean, were you going to come up here and give me a hug? Like, oh, no, it's okay. Yeah, I need a show to teach me to care less, but I'll make one. I'm an animator. I'll call it Moderation Station. And it'll feature episodes like, just because he didn't like your picture doesn't mean he doesn't like you. I know it sounds crappy, but you can't make everyone happy. And stop washing your hands. Damn it, they're clean. I will take that hug. I will take it. these comedy things can go pretty late. I was hosting this open mic for a while that could go to like 2 in the morning, which is insane. And sometimes I do comedy with a guitar, so I'll be like dressed up around town, walking around with a guitar. I'm used to a few catcalls, a few free bird requests, upon which I cannot perform. But I was waiting for the streetcar with my guitar, and this guy drives by me, stops, drives back, rolls down his window, and just points at me. I'm like, oh, God. Either he thinks that it's actually how you pick up women, or he thinks I'm some sort of niche hooker who will take requests both sexually and musically, which would be super neat, but I'm not that gal. Maybe someday, hopefully never. But I'm offended. I'm like, the nerve of this guy. This is me when I'm upset. The nerve of this guy. And I'm ready to stand up for myself and for women's rights. So he points at me, and I just go... No. Just look down, make it all go away. Very brave, standing up for women's rights. But it worked. He was super embarrassed. He was like, oh my God, and he drove away. I'm like, that's right. You should be embarrassed, and this should deter you from ever trying this kind of thing again. And oh my God, he's trying it again. He's trying to pick up those two girls right there, as if that's ever going to work. And oh my God. It's totally working. Those two girls are getting into his car. What? I don't understand. Why are you doing that? Don't ever get into a stranger's car unless it's a taxi cab or an Uber. Oh, oh, God. Oh, oh, it's an Uber. Oh, this whole time he's picking up chicks, but they're paying. And I'm the asshole who's standing there like, obviously. Obviously he was trying to pick me up. Have you seen me? Someone once told me I look like Shelley Duvall in The Shining. I mean, who could say no? Hey, do you guys know what the Morse code is for an exclamation point? I do. Want to hear it? Yes, you do. Okay. It's a dash, dot, dash, dot, dash, dash. What a waste! What a waste that is! An exclamation point spells itself in Morse code. It's just boop, boop. But apparently, that is just the letter N. I won a thing recently. I won a ticket to the opera. Ooh. I won one ticket. And one ticket alone. To the opera. This would intimidate most people, but I'm like, I'm a gal who likes a good adventure, and I'm a bitch who loves to get fancy. So let's do this. I said to myself, let's do this. So I got this nice new dress. It had lace all the way down to my wrist, so you know I mean business. And I'm like, maybe I'll catch the eye of a fancy upper-class Toronto gentleman. Convince him to get me a nice cheeseburger after the show. Upgrade those fries to poutine. This is opera money that we're talking about here. This is my definition of class. So I got all dressed up, and I go to the opera, and the realization that I'm the most dressed up person there is immediate. Immediate. I'm surrounded by the very, very young and the very, very old, who are probably still right around here. And I look down at the orchestra, and half of them are wearing plaid. I'm like, what? I don't understand. This is the opera. And this girl walks out onto the stage, and she says, welcome to the dress rehearsal of said opera. And I'm like, no. I wore my late grandmother's pearls to the opera's pajama day. Oh, well, I still looked okay. One more quick thing before I go. Luba is my real and full first name. People ask me if it's short for anything all the time, and it is not. But that doesn't stop them from shortening it anyways, which is always awkward, especially in a work environment when my boss comes up to me and he's like, hey, Lube. Oh, oh, I'm so sorry. Not like the sex kind. More like for wheels and gears. Please don't report me to HR. Anyways, this has been so much fun, and enjoy the rest of the show. This is for you, Sean. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Sammy Farid. You're listening to the Alt Dog Comedy Lounge at the Rivoli on Sirius XM.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this. Please welcome the beautiful and talented non-cyborg that I like to call Amy Cunningham.
You could keep doing that, though, if you want. For Sean, Colin. Do you believe him? Do you believe him that I'm not a cyborg? I don't know what to think, because I was in a relationship where someone told me I was, like, a robot every day. That was just, like, a way to ritually destroy my self-esteem, though. It wasn't so much a stand-up comedy thing. All right, yeah, I'm a vegan. I think I get like 7 minutes up here. It's probably not going to be enough time to tell you about being a vegan. I've been a vegan 6 years now. Because 6 years ago, I found out that veganism is this amazing glaze of morality that you can just put around your eating disorder. You know, it used to be that I just hated myself. But now I love animals. they're pretty good, right? I recently saw some documentaries. That was only I saw some documentaries about global warming, and I found out that the most significant contributor to global warming is actually animal agriculture. It's eating meat and dairy. So we actually all have to become vegans. Is that not? Are you guys not ready to do that? It's like a little bit more convenient for me to hear that. You know, convenient to find out that for 6 years, you know, my eating disorder has been fighting climate change. You know, because I obviously, you're probably like me, right? You want to do the right thing. You want to, like, stay informed, but you like, if you're like me, I'm just like more inclined to stay informed when the information validates the lifestyle choices I've already made. Because I'm a vegan. I could be better, though, obviously. I could be, you know, just fully anorexic. Right, you know, because anorexics, they have, like, no carbon footprint. Is that because they have no mass? Is that how that works? It's fine. The rest of my set will be very body positive. I'm not an actor. But people do that here. Did you know that? In Toronto? At any given time, there's someone acting like a different person than they are. Not me, though. But I did kind of get involved. I got roped in. There was a douching company. They were looking to make an advertisement for their. They needed a face for douching, and somehow my face got it involved. And then they sent me the script, and it was doing this thing that, like, you probably have seen in advertising all the time, which is to use feminism, use the language of feminism to sell women, like, different places on their body to smell like citrus. You know, they want us to have a uniform smell in case we get lost. And they need to find us. You know, you've probably seen this. There's a lot of, like, body positivity in ads. Right, there's those, like, the soap ads that you've all seen, and probably, like, and there's these shampoo ones, and now douching. And it's an important time in advertising because it means that, you know, it's for the first time women of all sizes and all backgrounds are represented equally as unclean. You know, they're always trying to empower us. In this commercial, in the douching commercial, yeah, they were trying to be very empowering. And, like, of course, let's empower women to wash their dirty, nasty pussies. But I'm not in a douching commercial. Because I couldn't get on board. I don't think that women should put soap in their vaginas. But who am I, right? Who am I? Like, what am I gonna get on stage here and tell all women what to do with their vaginas? That's ridiculous. Very male thing to do. Very. I'm a modest woman. You know, I just want to tell one woman what to do with her vagina. Can I just tell you what to do with your vagina? No. Okay. Someone. I feel like you've been the target a lot recently. Just it's been deflected from the first table. I'll just tell you, super easy. If all the other women here, if they overhear our conversation, it's just like passive transfer of information for them. Don't put soap in there. You don't need to. You don't need to wash your vagina with soap. It's like a cast iron pan. Right, you know, of course, you're going to wash it just with warm water and patience. Slowly over time, it'll season itself. With use. You know, they just keep getting better and better, those things. If you really want to be like a snob about it, like a cast iron snob, every other week you just, you know, really go at it with kosher salt. Not soap, though. Don't put soap. That's the patriarchy soap. Don't put that in there. I found out I was gay in a text message that I wrote to a woman. And the text said, yeah, I could do that. And I just never stopped. Just such an informal way to find something like that out. You know, like I wish I maybe wrote myself an e-greeting. You know, like the kind of thing, like my cousin always sends me these, every time she's pregnant, she sends me this e-greeting. And I could even use the same one that she sends me, like the exact same one. It would just say, like, surprise! It's a girl. You know, or tell myself face to face. It's another option. My girlfriend is a lot gayer than I am. You know, she didn't invent gay. Obviously, that's ridiculous. But, like, she just looks like she sells it door to door. So effectively, she's doing amazing things for the brand. It was a surprise to me. This was a surprise to me. The first time I saw a naked woman was, this is tits. I never imagined that I would be a breast woman. You know, I'm university educated. Thought I'd go for a more sophisticated part of the body, but, you know, turns out tits. It was a surprise to me that I liked breasts so much, and the first time I kind of interacted with them, it was sort of like this. It was sort of like when you get to your table at a restaurant, and you know, sometimes there's like those cups with crayons there, and you're like, I understand these are for children. But I'm just going to hang on to a couple of these for a while. Make something that my parents would super disapprove of. Let's bring your host back. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming out, and we'll see you again next time. There's also an open mic night on the May 2nd, and the MC is Tim Rabnett with K. Trevor Wilson, who's on Letterkenny, very funny man. And the 12 comics that you can look at with your eyeballs. All right, thanks for being here. Bye-bye.
The Alt. Comedy Lounge happens every Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Rivoli in downtown Toronto. For information on upcoming shows, visit alt.comedylounge.com or connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. For previous shows, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Catch you next time.